Last Sunday, U.S. Bank Stadium opened its doors for the first ever football game inside the new home for the Vikings. The long-anticipated day for the fans was finally upon us. But the first historic moment of the weekend happened 2 days earlier. On Friday, the Vikings players had their first team practice in the enormous facility. This was the first time players got to test out the turf under the game lights and take in their new home. The next time they would see U.S. Bank Stadium would be in front of over 66,000 roaring fans to take on the San Diego Chargers. Though it was only a preseason contest, many were predicting the first game inside U.S. Bank Stadium would have the atmosphere and energy of a regular season game.
I think when the Vikings play their first preseason game here, it's going to have more of a regular season feel to it than maybe any preseason game in the history of Minnesota Vikings football, because it will be the first football game at U.S. Bank Stadium. There will be a buzz in the air, and I just can't wait for the fans to experience the home field advantage the team will have.
The longtime radio voice of the Vikings was spot on with his prediction.
It's overwhelming, really, to look through everything and see just, it's immense. You get all the natural light. It's beautiful. Finally watch some real Minnesota Vikings football here at our new home. It's going to be a good day.
Just jaw-dropping. Totally just in shock and very happy. Couldn't be happier with it.
Takes the snap, five-step drop, steps away from pressure, zips left, ball bounces in the air, intercepted Harrison Smith at the 45-yard line, and Harrison Smith is pushed out of bounds by Hunter Henry after a 7-yard return. Shotgun first and 10 in Chargers territory. Teddy steps up, loops it, caught, Rudolph five, touchdown Vikings! Cal Rudolph dropped the ball earlier in the game, the Chargers got three. So he comes right back and says, I'll double that up, I'll score a touchdown and give you the lead. Hill bootlegs out to the right, dumped to Pruitt, caught, shakes at the 10, shakes a tackle inside the 5. He dropped the ball, it's in the end zone, and it's recovered by Cordarrelle Patterson for a serendipitous touchdown. Couple of receivers right, two tight ends off to the left. Clemens out of the shotgun on 4th and short from the Vikings' 38-yard line. Receiver in motion to the left of Kellen Clemens, who takes the snap, and they run out of the shotgun, and Smith is stood up by Toby Johnson. No gain, and the Vikings walk off the field after a defensive stand. Berkovici, 3rd and 16, fires, intercepted, threw it right to Jayron Kearse, and here comes the rookie to the 40, 45, 50, Chargers territory. Jayron Kearse tackled at the 37 after a 36-yard return. Second interception this preseason for the 7th-round rookie, Jayron Kearse.
For many Vikings fans, today was a dream come true. From the top of the stadium all the way to the bottom and in between, this was a great day had by all.
It's really terrific. I mean, down here with the players, seeing the players come out of the locker rooms at halftime, it's really exhilarating. My daughter actually got a chance to high-five Adrian Peterson, so she's pretty stoked.
I didn't know they'd walk so slowly, and you'd get to see them, and they'd shake your hands and give you fives, and it was very cool.
Last weekend was one of historic firsts. The first practice. The first game of football.
Touchdown, Vikings!
And the first Vikings victory inside U.S. Bank Stadium.
I think it's good, and now I think we can start feeling more comfortable about, you know, just coming in here and getting going. As always, if you play good, you make it a home field advantage, and then you get the fans like these people here, and, you know, if you play good, they'll help you out.
The next big milestone for the Vikings will be a matchup with the Packers on Sunday Night Football on week 2 of the regular season. And everyone will be waiting in anticipation for that night.
I can't wait for Adrian Peterson in a regular season game to break a tackle at the 20, angle out to the right to the 30, slip another tackle at the 40, cross the 50, and get loose at U.S. Bank Stadium. Been thinking about it so much, can't wait to unveil it at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Jesus, you rock, and Jesus. Go, Brady, let's go!